need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
They always give me the A women a little stronger here in the womb room. Maybe that's because it's called the womb room. Though we love us some penises too. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma Ramadama, Buddha, baby. Mm-hmm. Love me some Buddha. Mother Mary. Perhaps we are all children of Mother Mary. Perhaps we are all children of Venus. Perhaps we are all children of a big lizard in the sky. We don't really know. I don't know anyway. Maybe you know. But I don't know. But one thing I do know. Until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women!
Ah, I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. This is the soul. This is the womb room. This is where we get very close. And sometimes very hot. And sometimes very wet. It is the womb room, after all. And it is the speakeasy, where we speak easy, well, as easy as we can speak, about things that aren't so easy to speak about. Like sex. And God. Are they at odds? A lot of churches and temples would say so. But then there are those other temples. Yeah. There's some different opinions about this subject, and I want to hear yours. I have some very exciting guests here with me tonight. that I'm going to introduce in just a moment. But I do want to say that I'm doing tonight's show not only for my beloved friends and fans and brothers and sisters and lovers and sinners tuning in on drsusanblock.tv, but also for a special project called The Monkey Bible. The Monkey Bible. Sounds like a contradiction in terms. You know? I don't know if there are monkeys in the Bible. Well, and if they are, they're probably like the devil or something, you know, with the tail. But it's a really amazing and inspirational project that does bring together these forces of nature and spirit. Whoop. Somebody just censored me. No. Sex, I was about to say. Right, sex, nature and sex, right. Sex on the one side, and what's on the other side? I don't know. That's the mystery. What is on the other side? Death? God? Heaven? Hell? Does the snake have the knowledge? We shall see. I don't know if we'll find that out tonight. But this project is a very exciting project, and I guess I'm kind of in the middle of it, and Jamie's here. She's filming. We're going to hear from Jamie a little later after we talk to our other exciting guests. But I just wanted everybody to know that very religious people might be watching you or listening to you in some fashion, which shouldn't inhibit you in the least. Not in the least, because sex and God are not at odds. I don't think so. Anyway, back to the womb room, back to my guests. Sipping on her drink for sustenance now that she knows that religious people will be tuning in is the effervescent and corseted Charity Bangs.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well.
Great.
A little chilly myself, but
I love the half-naked look, though.
Yeah,
for
well,
you.
under the big granny coat, we got the, you know, sexy lingerie.
It totally works for you. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love the yellow. It goes great.
Thank you. Sunshiny, you know.
It's perfect.
And kind of matches the snake, you know.
Definitely.
Who is my familiar.
No, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Well, you look very fine yourself, Charity Bangs.
Thank you.
So you are a porn star, is that right? How would you define yourself?
Define myself. Porn star is definitely the first word that comes to mind.
Okay. And what else? Where are you from?
I'm from South Carolina.
Wow, you've come a long way from home.
I have. I just moved here, and it was quite a drive, definitely.
Wow. So did you move here to be a porn star?
I did. I moved here to get it out, get bigger, and definitely get out there. So that's what I'm working for.
So you kind of already started at home on your webcam?
I started back in South Carolina. I've never done webcam, but I would fly out to L.A. or drive up to New York or down to Miami to do work.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's going really great. It's going really good so far.
Awesome. And now you're here in L.A.
I am, and I'm
Sodom
loving it
and Gomorrah.
So far.
Yeah, oh, okay.
It's going really well.
So let me ask you, did you grow up with a religion of any sort or atheist?
I did.
Yeah,
I
what
did.
Was that?
My mom was like a hardcore Bible thumper Christian.
Really?
She was.
Wow. a hardcore Bible-thumping Christian. So what does she think about her charity? Though I doubt she named you that.
No, she didn't name me that. And I don't know what she thinks.
No, she doesn't know.
She does.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
What does she say?
She doesn't say anything.
Really? Well, that's very polite of her.
I suppose.
What? Well, okay. I mean, maybe she just doesn't know what to make of it.
I might give her that benefit of the doubt, but I doubt it.
Ah. What do you think she really feels?
I feel like she's very judgmental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't put her foot down.
She did, and I moved out.
Ah, okay. This is one of the reasons for packing up and moving to L.A.
Well, I lived in South Carolina a few months after I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved here recently just to further the work.
Okay.
To get further ahead.
But
so.
Back to you. So you grew up with this fire and brimstone kind of Southern Baptist?
Yes, Southern Baptist.
So the whole brothers and sisters thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
For real.
Definitely, yeah.
Right. And you grew up with that.
I did.
Did you go to church?
Of course I did. Every Sunday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what transitioned you from church to porn?
I met somebody in the industry, and I decided I wanted to try it, and it's gone really well.
Okay.
I was just like, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, and it went really well.
It did.
Was there a part of you that, I mean, you must have been brought up to think that something like this wouldn't go well.
Oh, of course. I was brought up to think that this is horrible.
Yeah. I'm being instructed to move this way. Okay, I got to move this way. I wanted to get closer to her, but I have to move over. Aw, Charity, I'm so far from you. But
I right. know.
Okay. So, and anyway, so okay. Well, I'm glad you're here
because
you
too.
Seem like just a really wonderful, bubbly girl.
Thank you.
I want to dig a little deeper into this transition because somehow I don't think it was quite that simple. But I'll let you go with it for now. Maybe I'll forget
thank
about
you.
It.
Thank
but
you.
We'll come back to you. But I want to kind of introduce our other guests here. So we have the lovely Jessica Bangkok. Speaking of our love of the male member, and but gosh, it's like you two are related. We have you know, Charity Bangs and then Jessica Bangkok. So what is that about? You know, I think I know what that's about.
Right?
Are you from Thailand?
No, but I'm definitely living up to my name.
Ah. Tell me about that.
My name?
Well,
which
tell
part?
Me about how you're living up to your name. I mean,
oh, well, I'm definitely banging cock, but I do have to mention, I do have to mention that my name insinuates that I just love men. Heart, I will never be able to live without cock, but God, do I love playing with sexy women.
Test.
Carnivore. Mm. Does that mean
I'm a
man
yes.
is
I love
is
tube
meat.
Steak.
And a woman is what, fish?
I'm a fish, too. I agree with you. I love it.
I mean, you're not a vegetarian.
With a woman. No, definitely not a vegetarian.
No, okay. Okay.
You could be a vegetarian and like to bone.
Mm. And where are you from originally?
I'm from the Bay Area, originally.
Ah, okay. And are you of Thai background?
No.
Just
living up to my name. I'm actually half Filipino and half Chamorro.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
And what religious background did you grow up with?
Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Catholic school?
You know what? I did go, not religiously, you know.
Yeah.
My
but the uniform. Did you wear the uniform?
No.
No. That's what
I just
wanted.
I just went to catechism, you know, to
oh,
get
okay.
my yeah.
So you wore the little white dress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So and when did you decide to become a porn star? What
I enjoy what I do, so I feel like it's part of me and who I am. So I love what I do. I love being an adult star and being part of whomever's fantasy and however I can be part of it.
Wow. That's very open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, We move across the stripper pole poker table. How many places, how many radio studios have a stripper pole poker table? Anyway, we have right here Ms. Cartier.
That's right.
I'm glad I got that right.
You did. Some people like to say Cartier, but it is Cartier.
Cartier. Well, those people are ignorant.
Yeah. It sounds sexy both ways.
I wasn't
really
sure whether to say Miss or Ms, though.
It's Miss. It
Ms. But Miss, yeah, sounds a little sort
however
of sexier.
You like for it to roll off
the
tongue.
Oh, okay, okay. But Cartier it must be.
Yes.
And because, you know, you got style, you got class. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and you are also a porn star.
Yes, I am. I dabble in a little bit of adult work. And
you dabble?
I'm also a model. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, dabble.
And when you say you're a model, I mean, modeling, what do you model?
I've done some magazine modeling. I've done some videos for a lot of rap stars in the industry.
Oh.
And I've also done some modeling for car clubs, and I've done car shows. And, yeah, so I dabble in a little bit of both. Yeah.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California, born and raised, definitely.
Wow, what
part? Been here
part?
In my life. In L.A. In LA.
Just L.A.?
Just the L.A. area. Kind of like a little bit close to the South Central area. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And did you grow up with a religious background at all?
I did. My family were strict Baptists.
Baptists?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I definitely, you know, was in church.
Cartier,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, all those good things. I was, it's crazy. I was a Baptist, but they put me in Catholic school. So, but,
you know,
yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know if they have Baptist school. I mean, that would
be
pretty hardcore.
They have, like, Christian schools.
Right. So you went to Catholic school. Did you wear a uniform?
I did. I went to Catholic school all my life, kindergarten, all the way up until graduation, my senior year, yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. So did you wear uniforms all that time?
I wore uniforms all, yes.
Wow.
Whole entire school year.
Do you still have any of them?
You know,
like the high
I
school,
don't.
That senior year? No, not
I
even.
Don't. I have other types of uniforms, but I don't have a schoolgirl one.
Oh, God. So were you, I mean, what did you think about sex? What were you taught about your sexual nature as you were an evolving young adult?
You know what? My mom was pretty, she was a straightforward kind of person.
Yeah.
She actually taught me about sex just as early as I pretty much learned about it. What was that, like ninth grade year? You know, don't have sex, and if you're going to have sex, use a condom and be protected and all those good things. And I was brought up to love men, but at my day and age right now, I love women. I am a lesbian, and I do have a wonderful girlfriend who sits by my side. But I was definitely, you know, brought up in the love man and get married and have children after you get married and all those, you know, strict rules and things like that. But I mean, who goes by them? We all grow up and we all have our own way of life and how we like to live. So
yes, we do.
Yeah.
And how does your mom feel about, you know, your lesbian relationship?
You know what? She loves my relationship. She truly adores my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And
awesome.
I look at her as my wife. I love her very much.
Uh-huh.
We have a very close relationship.
Yay.
She's my manager, and she goes with me everywhere I go, and my mom loves her.
So I suppose we should introduce her, because I heard her moaning.
We should.
I heard her go, ew. Okay. This is Callie.
Yes.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Dr. Susan.
Now, you're not a porn star, right?
No, but I fuck one. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
There you go. And she's the first one to get the F word into the
show. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I mean,
excuse me.
I'm imagining the Monkey Bible Project might be bleeping that, but we run it on drsusanblock.tv. So yes, so you do, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes.
Very
and,
well.
And you very well.
Very
yeah.
Well.
It's and
no complaints.
Right. Do you want to describe it a little bit? Have you ever rapped about it about your sex life?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You want to do that? Right? A little
no.
just. Oh my God! See how God comes up? God just comes up organically when you talk about sex.
I'm not going to put her on the spot, but yes, we have great sex.
Yeah.
Fantastic sex. Orgasmic sex.
I beg for it.
Erotic sex. Sometimes I'm just tired.
And she just wakes me up maybe in the morning.
Maybe we're here.
Like, get your ass
maybe
over
we're
here.
Actually here for therapy because yeah. I sometimes, yeah. Sometimes oh, I'm like, I can't. She's like, well, you better get your butt up and do it.
Oh, well, there's always somebody that has a slightly higher sex drive or sometimes a yeah, much higher yeah, sex drive yeah. than the other. So you just have to negotiate.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to do more housework or buy her gifts or something. You know, you have to make up for it because if you want more, she's got to give it to you.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. She gives me
I give her a lot of great head, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's important.
Yeah.
And I understand that you are a female ejaculatrix.
Yes, she is.
Oh, I am.
Yes, she's a great squirter.
I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah.
She squirted on me at least, I would say, about 5 times in one sitting.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's great.
By the way, Squirting Sister 7 is out on DVD.
Yeah. Go Squirting Sister 7.
That's part 7.
With that, mm-hmm. I got to see. That sounds like a lucky number.
I'm going to bring you a copy. I will do that.
I you know, gosh, we kind of have a lot of squirting that goes on here. It just sort of happened.
All types of squirting,
the years.
Right. Yeah.
We do. Mm. And you know, speaking of religion, I mean, it's holy water.
Yeah.
You know, there's something very special about it, isn't there? It's very...
I'm baptized in it all the time.
There you go. It's a baptism.
I am.
It is. It is. I mean, come on. If you're going to be baptized in something, what else but the essence of
the
a woman,
natural,
the natural elixir of I'm not sure what it is. It's a mystery.
Those wet waterfalls. Don't we just love them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Great. What do you think? Do you squirt or? I mean, you don't have to.
I have, but I can't control it.
Right.
It just sporadically happens.
Mm. Wow. Do you control it or do you control it?
She controls it. Like, mm-hmm. she brought her toys and
yeah.
stuff. And
you did?
She can just, yeah.
She can be on the spot.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, that's great.
She goes for it.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to a demonstration.
Definitely. Right. Do I need to demonstrate now?
Well,
do
not
we wait.
I mean, you could if you're in the mood. I don't want to stifle you, but I mean, we could
won't
talk
put you
some
on
more
the spot.
As well.
Okay.
No, that's definitely.
I think
talk
we should
some
talk
more,
some more.
But a demonstration, yeah, definitely.
But yeah. I just want you to know when you're ready. Just like pull your earlobe or something.
Yeah. Give that signal.
Just give me the sign, and I'll be there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll all be there. I mean, we won't all like sit on you, but
yeah.
It's the womb room. All the girls get around. You know.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. So so let's see. So I think I've introduced everybody.
Yes, you have.
You're gonna rap for me too if she's gonna squirt for me, right?
Oh, I will definitely.
Just
do
think
that
about that.
Okay. I'll
something
think about
sexy.
It.
All right.
I'll do maybe some poetry, some erotic
Oof,
poetry while
Lord.
She's
well
masturbating.
There you go. Just, I don't know. While she's masturbating?
Yeah, that would be
oh,
sexy.
Lovely.
This
oh, okay.
girl
all right.
has some words. And
that
a
could
mind
be like performance.
Her.
Yeah.
Sexual performance art.
Erotic,
I'm looking
yeah.
forward to that.
Ooh, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm
huh.
loving it. I really am.
Yeah.
I love performance art. That's great.
Well, that's what we're going to have. I do want to introduce Jamie. Do we have a mic that Jamie can get on?
No.
Why don't you sit in your girl's lap for a second here?
Hey.
What? You? Oh, she's going to go on the bed, right? Okay.
Ooh.
Let's work her way up to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And besides, these two, husband and wife. Are you husband and wife or wife and wife? Wife and
wife.
Wife
and wife.
Wife and
can
wife.
Hear me?
Yay. Oh, yes. Okay. You can sit on each other's lap for a little while. And so, Jamie.
Okay, Jamie, you gotta talk right into the microphone.
Yeah, right
okay.
into that
right
microphone.
There? Yeah, right there.
Get comfortable.
Actually,
take off your sweater.
Can,
relax.
Can somebody move her microphone up a little bit?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Someone adjust Jamie's
I'm used to the other
mic
side
a little bit here.
Can somebody help her turn the mic up a little bit? Hello?
How's
anybody
that?
Here? Yeah.
Okay. Is that better?
Well,
better.
She knows how to do it. She's a filmmaker, right. You know. Yes. She knows how to operate equipment. All right.
There you go. Yeah,
well, maybe she doesn't. I'm speaking too soon.
There you go. Fine. There you go. Now get close to it. Okay. I whisper in my ear.
Okay. I'm really not.
All right, now. So this is Jamie from the Monkey Bible. Welcome
Hello.
To the Dr. Susan Block
Thank
Show.
Thank you.
Hey.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, here you are.
Yeah.
And you had me in this seat like just a couple days ago.
I did. I'm so much more comfortable with you in the seat. Than me in the seat.
Yeah, and I wasn't surrounded by all these porn stars and stuff. You know, but you interviewed me, and It was a really wonderful, deep, far-ranging interview
about
sex and God and bonobos. Bobos and nature and the soul and I mean I went all over the map.
It was great. We talked for like an hour and a half, two hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you got extra time out of me. It was only supposed to be an hour.
I know.
Right. It was fun.
A lot to cover.
And then we went to a party afterwards. Yeah. We were so bonded. So now you're back and tell us in your words, what this Monkey Bible project is.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty wide reaching project. It started with a book, is the bulk of the Monkey Bible project, or actually the birth of it. It's a modern allegory. It's a story about a young, deeply, deeply religious young boy who discovers that the origins of his creation are different than he thought they were. He discovers that from finding some documents in his father's attic that he may be was genetically altered in a scientific experiment to become part ape. Like, he is genetically more ape than he is human. So,
but wait a second. I just want to say, I think humans are already apes.
Right.
Myself, I mean, we're the naked ape, right?
Right.
But you're saying that he found that he was part of the great apes, like a chimp or a bonobo.
Exactly.
Maybe.
So what this does is it creates this deep conflict in him where he doesn't understand if he now can go to heaven. Because if he isn't fully human, is God still going to let him into heaven?
Yeah.
So he goes on this long, long journey trying to understand his roots and where he comes from and his new relationship with God.
It is new, I guess, because he, you know, in his Bible, he didn't think of himself as an ape.
No, not at all. So the book then, it morphed. There's a musician out of Washington, D.C. named Eric Marion who created almost like a rock opera musical that goes along with the story of the book.
And by the way, I want to say, because I I read the book a while ago. It was about a year ago, it seems, that I read it, or 6 months ago. But anyway, it's got a lot of sex in it.
Yes.
I just want to say that because, you know, it sounds kind of sciencey and religiousy, and it is, but
it is.
It's got a lot of hot sex in the book.
Yeah.
Because this guy is, you know, he's a very sexual guy. And
especially when he kind of gives in to his animal nature, when he realizes that he is part animal.
That animal nature.
Yeah, he kind of releases, and all of a sudden all this sex comes out in the book.
Yes.
So it's an interesting balancing act for us right now, because we're really trying to reach, we're trying to build a bridge between religious people and scientific people. And
how's that going?
Well, it's tricky. It's tricky because, you know, it's a tricky bridge. A lot of people that are very, very religious get very turned off by the sexual content of the book.
Yes. So. The scientists love it because they're all horn dogs.
Yep.
The scientists are all perverts, you know. So, but the religious people. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I did look at the website as well, and there's a very interesting song on there by Eric about the line.
Mm-hmm.
The line. I'll cross yours if you'll cross mine.
Yeah.
Will you cross my
line?
And you know, I'm someone that grew up with religion and rejected it, and now I try to embrace certain aspects of it, maybe not all of it,
right,
the whole kit and caboodle, but certain aspects, because that's what I grew up with, and because I don't disrespect the people that believe in that, but
But they got to accept my religion with a hefty dose of sex. The spirit of sex. You know, and I guess that's me. And I guess that I think that if that is me, there's other people like me who also cross lines between religion and sex more and more and more. Because there's more and more people that are into sex these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, are out and open about it. I mean, everybody's always been into it, but usually behind closed doors. But look at all these porn stars and rap stars, and I mean, it's like it's rampant. I mean, you know, most women's part-time job is like webcam or something. Right. So you know, it's so popular that I think that the merger of religion and sex is going to happen organically because there will be people that are kind of religious or maybe even very religious that find a way to express their sexual selves on the internet and to reach out to people.
Well, I think also that expression is causing a worldwide revolution. I think in Egypt, there's Facebook, there's all of these things here, but what it's all about is the passing of information, and I think from Muslims to Catholics to born-again Christians, this is the first time they've actually seen what they look like when they're having sex.
Yes.
And that revolutionizes the world.
The internet.
The internet.
Is the apple.
Like the printing press.
Well, it's one apple. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of apples.
Well, yeah.
But it's one of the apples in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just, during this revolution that's going on around the world, I just want to say this, having been in this business for 40 years of my life, is that people want their sex once they see it, once they look at it, once they see the beauty of it, they want their sex. And nobody's going to turn off their internet, and fascism is going to fall by the wayside. Because the whole thing is out of the panties.
And what religion did you grow up with?
I grew up Catholic.
Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. And I actually didn't make it to my confirmation. I kind of backed out of the confirmation part.
Religious Catholic or
confirmed? I was never confirmed.
No, never confirmed.
That
okay.
makes you a dirty little girl.
I know.
So are you going to heaven?
I think I am going to a heaven, a concept of heaven. You know, it's been interesting, especially doing this project where I'm traveling the country talking to people about their ideas of their creation stories and their ideas of heaven. And I'm very open-minded. I think there's a lot of possibility out there. I think that I have a concept of heaven, and I think that people with good intentions and people that are good people and treat each other nicely and have, you know, a certain quality to their soul, you know, we're all the same.
Amen.
Yeah.
And A-women.
A-women.
Absolutely. So do you think you're going to heaven?
I believe so. You know, I think too, the bottom line, I mean, everybody's beliefs are a little different, but I think beneath all that, it really depends on a good-hearted soul.
Right. Me too. Me
absolutely.
Too.
And what do you think? Do you think you're going to heaven, Miss Cartier? And what is heaven? Maybe I should ask that.
You know what? That's a really good question. I'm not going to necessarily say what heaven is, because I really don't know. But I would have to agree with the whole, if you have a good-hearted soul, if you're a kind-hearted person, I feel like if you do, you know, believe that, you know, you are that kind of person and, like, you live that kind of life, then I don't see why not. But I'm not going to, I don't know what heaven is, because I really don't know. I'm just going to say that it's a very peaceful place. I know I can say that. But,
Well, you tweeted something interesting. I think it was today.
I did.
That happiness is, what was it? Happiness is doing something you love, or happiness is having something to do and someone to love and something to hope for.
Yeah, I tweeted a couple of little quotes today.
Oh, okay.
I did. So okay. I kind of don't remember, but Yeah, I mean,
isn't the internet grand? You can say anything, it's amazing, and it's just like, you know? You said.
Don't we always love? Do we all love Twitter? Don't we?
We do. Yeah, so we do. And Dark Angel of Fate, speaking of Twitter, is on Twitter, and he has many wonderful things to say about everyone. He is watching and listening, and says that all of us look incredible.
Thank you.
And, thank you very much.
I mean, he names
I want to thank you, Dark Angel.
Well, he actually says about you, Max.
Oh, what does
he
say
about
me?
He agrees with you. Well said.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Well, oh, all right. Okay.
Well said, Max.
Peace, brother.
Yeah. And tell Dark Angel, somebody should tweet back to him. He should ask a question. Because he also says it sounds like a great book. The Monkey Bible sounds like a great book.
Good.
So, and his name is Dark Angel of Fate. So I wonder what he thinks, whether he's going to heaven. And what happens in heaven? Sex?
I hope so.
I'm sure plenty.
I mean,
I hope
it does so, I think with all those Houris in Muslim heaven, don't they have sex?
I was in heaven this morning.
You were. That's right.
That's right.
I was too.
I was there this morning.
That's really great.
I can tell you this, and this is like, I was in heaven. I was holding another human being in my arms.
Amen and amen.
Right? And we were like stuck together, and we were floating in the universe.
Yes, we were.
Literally. And that's what's going to happen when we drop dead. We're just going to be floating around. And the feeling of the skin against the skin and the breathing, it was like I was one in heaven with the one that I love. And ultimately, probably, that's what heaven is about. It's about loving ourselves and loving the universe.
Well said, Max.
Well said, Max. Yeah.
Yes, because that's why I got into the sex field. I mean, I was looking for God. I was looking for heaven. I was looking for meaning in life. I know, guys always are. But I was like a spiritual kid, you know. I had this spiritual mission. But I just kept finding this connection with the universe through the arms of, well, various people, actually. But, well, really, through various people, because, I mean, mostly through my husband. But, in fact, I don't think that we're naturally monogamous. I mean, you're all porn stars, so you're not naturally monogamous.
Of course not.
None of you are monogamous, right? I mean, you got a relationship, but of course, she's a porn star. How do you deal with that? Are you also non-monogamous, Callie?
Oh, no, I'm very monogamous.
You are monogamous, but she is not.
No, she's not, but it's all about the money, baby.
Oh, there you go.
You know what
well,
I mean?
It's a difference between...
All about the cheddar. Yeah, yeah, yes. Go ahead.
I think it's a difference between a sexual monogamous and a relationship monogamous, like as in how your feelings are. I feel like feelings are completely separate from how you are sexually.
Do you have a significant other?
I do.
Yeah, and you have feelings for this person that are very special.
Of course I do, and I believe that feelings are completely separate from your sexual desire.
And well, not everyone would agree.
Well, I believe that as humans, it's genetically, it's you obviously all the time desire a completely different significant other to reproduce with. And I believe that's completely different from how you sexually desire somebody, as in like your mental like sexuality, you know what I mean?
Well, I think I know what you mean. I mean,
like
I,
mentally I, you desire the same person over and over again because that's who you're monogamous with, but I feel like sexually you want a different person every time because you want to feel something sexually different every time.
Well, you got a point there. I mean, you know, the human sexual drive craves novelty. We do. There's something built into us that wants novelty. And the same thing is built into our kissing cousins, the bonobos. And the same thing is built into all the primates, really. I mean, none of them are monogamous, except the gibbons. But they're kind of far from us. And yet, I guess, you know, emotionally we do like to connect with someone, and society, of course, rewards us for having a power partnership, right? So that helps. And then there's raising kids, and I guess it helps to have a couple do that. Although I think the Primal Horde used to do that in a group. But anyway, monogamy is not so natural. And porn stars prove that. There's so many porn stars that are so easily just enjoying having sex with lots of different people. And yeah, they do it for the money, I mean, or for the attention, or for, I don't know, what other reasons are there to do porn? Tell me some reasons.
To enjoy having sex. That's exactly right. It's so fun. I love my job. Mm-hmm. I have a blast. I'm like, I'm at work, really? Because it feels like I'm having a great time all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. It's so fun.
I was going to say,
I think some women in porn are just natural freaks. And they like they know what they want to do when they turn 18. Like I know someone on Twitter, right? When she turned 18, she was like, "I'm gonna fuck and I'm gonna suck and I'm gonna love it and this is what I'm gonna do." And some people just naturally want to do that once they know that they're able to and they're proud of it and they love it and that's their job.
That's just so amazing to someone of my generation, because well, so are those tits actually. wow! Yeah, Charity Bang.
Well, I also
nice
want to
into
tits.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice tits. Now, definitely, she. You know, porn. One big reason for it is to get attention. And
that's exactly
so
right.
Just leave that down there. The photographers need something to shoot while we talk about God. God, you can't shoot.
I also want to just interject something here.
Okay.
Leave it off.
Recreational sex is responsible sex because we don't bring babies into the world.
I like that.
That's exactly right.
No, it's much more responsible. Mm-hmm. And... you know, one of the things, the reason that governments and people are against gays are that there's no children, so they can't build tribes.
Right.
And they can't get the money.
Well, you know,
but the point I was going to make.
That's where freezing your
before
eggs
the boobs.
And we get your sperm.
Before
and
the boobs.
We can make more babies.
Yeah, right.
Later
we can
on.
Make babies.
But, you know, there. It's amazing to me that there are all these girls that are now growing up young and thinking, I want to be a porn star when I hit 18. Because it used to happen that you would become a porn star because, like, your Hollywood career didn't work out, you know, or because, you know, your husband left you with a kid that you have no other way to support, or something sort of drastic, or... you know, you took a lot of LSD or something.
I can definitely relate
but
to that.
But now it's like a very, very...
Not the LSD thing. But the husband situation with the child, because I'm definitely raising a beautiful four-year-old.
Oh,
so I can definitely relate to being a single mom and knowing how hard it is to pay $700 a month tuition and things like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Believe it or not, I'm a college graduate, and I actually hold a job supervising and... So, it's crazy when people turn 18 and it's like, I want to definitely get into the porn industry. And then a lot of people have their reasons why. A lot of people have their reasons why they jump in and they jump right out. But I really like the way he put it with the whole, you know, the recreational sex. It doesn't just bring, you know, babies into the world that are some people are not even taking care of.
Absolutely. So. It's for recreation and relation. As well. I mean, sex is about relationships.
And it's revolutionary. I mean, you know, and this is kind of a thing that I, right now I'm watching Gaddafi fall on his face. And I'm watching the dictators. And, you know, and I'm hearing that Facebook and Twitter and these are revolutionary tools, which they are because they're weapons of mass discussion. But what's taking everything down...
Speaking of taking things down, don't pull that up.
Yeah. Don't pull that up.
No, take it down. I'll take it off.
We're having a revolution.
We're having a revolution.
Keep the tits out.
Okay, revolution. I'll take it off.
Take it off.
So I deeply believe...
It looks good with the wires to the microphone going, you know, between your cleavage there,
I deeply believe that the pornographers, and that's what we want to call them, unquote, I call them the frontline troops... of change. are the ones that ultimately, whether in Cairo or Bangladesh or all over the world, people have seen the truth and the beauty of the world. And the beauty and the truth of the world is our partners, which are women. Mm. That's what
I've
spoken
by a man right? who loves women. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there are revolutions going on all over the world. And we're part of several of them.
We're part of it. I know the women's revolution, sex revolution. Yeah, and I know at the radio show I watch and I see where people are listening and watching from.
And it's all these countries. And watching Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation. And if you want to talk to us, actually, you could call us. We do have a phone number. It's toll-free if you don't want to pay. It's 1-866-289-7068 anywhere in North America. That's 1-866-289-7068 anywhere in Canada, the U.S. I don't know if Mexico can call. You might have to call our other number, which is the same number you have to call if you're in Paris or Afghanistan or Cairo. That is 213-670-0066. That's our regular number. And you do have to pay for that a little bit. 213-670-0066. And we're talking about sex and God, which aren't really at odds, and I think all of our opinion, but you know, have been through a certain amount of recorded history. Religion has tried to control our sexuality, and of course sexuality, I mean, needs to be controlled to some degree, I guess. You can't just run around doing everything you think of. I don't believe it. If it feels good, do it. I believe in ethical hedonism. I believe in exploring and cultivating the pleasures of life while keeping the peace as considerate ladies and gentlemen, and trying not to hurt anybody if you can avoid it. I mean, sometimes we do hurt each other. Life hurts each other, but ethical hedonism is about trying not to do that. So what's your sexual philosophy, Miss Tits? Charity?
Sexual philosophy.
Yeah.
I'd say...
You can stand up while you tell it. You have a cute little outfit on there.
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with the whatever feels good. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're in a relationship, then whatever is best for both partners. I'd say not whatever feels good, whatever looks good for both partners, whatever is best for both of you.
Does your boyfriend, is he boyfriend or husband, your guy?
Both.
All right. That's fair.
Definitely.
And
get up
he,
close to your microphone, darling.
Is he in porn,
right next
too?
To that microphone, baby.
Not in the male talent sense.
No? Okay. But he's a producer or a... He's in some side of it?
Somewhat, yes, definitely.
Does he get turned on or does he get jealous by what
oh,
you
no.
do?
Oh, no, turned on, definitely.
Turned on, okay.
Yes, not jealous at all.
Not jealous, he gets turned
no,
on.
No, definitely not, yes, of course.
Yeah. Mm.
And I mean, we have a great time together, each other, watching each other, and it's just fun. It's a great time, we both have a great time with it.
Awesome.
Definitely, it's a really great partnership, I would say. Watching each other and participating and.
How long you been together?
About a year.
Ah, well, you'll see me in like 2 years. But anyway,
No, it's great.
It's hey, you know, if it starts out great, there's always hope that even if and when it kind of peters out, you can bring it back. You know, that is if you're going for the long haul. There's always. You know.
No, it's definitely one of those.
Okay. So what's your sexual philosophy?
Mine,
Madame Jessica Bancroft.
I try and keep it simple. For me, you only live once, so everybody should enjoy all life's pleasures.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you
With
enjoy
no
most? What's your specialty as
Ooh,
a porn star?
What's mine? Well,
What are you known for?
For swallowing.
For swallowing.
That's true.
That's great. I get you some holy water. Yes. That's taking communion,
and that's,
sister.
That's both men and women. Don't that's
right.
Both men.
No. Oh, okay. Swallow it all. Swallow it all. That's well, great. We'll let you kind of be there with your mouth open.
Right. Yes.
And the holy water.
Holy water. Yes.
Yes. Holy water. Mm. So what are you wearing there? Let me see.
I know. I am such a cold person. I'm trying to show a little tits, but...
Yeah,
but
a little. Yeah, I see
I'm
that.
I'm trying to your freezes, yeah. Right? I agree. No. So here mine.
Here yours?
But yeah, I'm such a cool person, so I'm wearing a long sleeve dress with some tights and boots. With
okay.
A belt.
So that stays the way it is?
I guess for now.
I think we can get it off.
Well, I'll let you work on that, Sharon.
I'll try. I'll
She's
work
completely
on it,
covered,
promise.
But yeah, then again, she looks gorgeous.
Let's do it.
And if anybody wants to join the monkey on the stripper pole, you know, that's...
I'll do it. Let's do it.
Yeah? Do you do pole work?
I do, a little
do?
Bit. Just really? A little bit.
Let's see.
Not much.
Yeah? Get up on the pole.
Now get your ass.
Right now?
Yeah.
This is a temple.
I'd have to strip all the way.
You could strip all the way. That's
fine. I could do it.
Yeah. Take it off. We're all used
to it.
Take
it off.
Yeah.
Do it.
Ow.
Like the ancient of the goddess here at the speakeasy.
She
the
says she
room.
Needs a little music.
We have a goddess.
She says,
do we have a little music?
Can we get hot in here?
Right?
She got on them boots.
I heard
already.
They was playing Nelly hot in here.
Well, they were. You want to rap while she does this? I don't know if we have the rights to that.
But that's not
Do
music.
You need the monkey off?
Yeah, what do you want to do
no,
with that
she
monkey?
She wants the monkey.
You could keep the monkey.
Oh, keep the monkey on?
She likes two monkeys.
You look great up there.
Wow,
look at this.
We need music. Whoa. Music?
Whoa. Yeah.
Music?
Yeah. Woo-hoo. This is Charity Bangs.
Wow.
Sliding down the pole. It's a small stage, I know. So you have to be careful there.
It's a short pole.
It's a short pole.
It's a short pole and a small stage. You can get up. Okay, here she's going to get up.
Wow.
Look at that. There she is. Okay, we have a little music on. Yeah. Okay. Very primate-like. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was great. Thank you.
Okay, now you can work on her dress.
Thank you.
Do you also do pole, or are you just a
you know what?
Star squirter?
You don't slide up and down the pole.
You don't slide up and down the pole.
She slides on my pole.
We
do.
Pole.
Yeah, we have two different sizes. We've recently had to downgrade.
Now can I see your toys?
They're in my bag.
Yeah.
Let me go get your bag.
Get your...
Yeah, let's go get your bag.
Go get your bag. And Cartier
will be
like
back.
A taste of our favorite liqueur?
Liqueur.
This is agua coco leaf liqueur.
agua cocoa. I'll try
agua
it.
Agua cocoa leaf. It is made from the cocoa leaf, but it is not illegal.
It is not illegal.
No.
We'll all do a round.
Agua de Colombia. Mm. We'd have to pour it with the label out. There we go. Okay, and okay. So you're getting your toy bag together. Now, here's the thing with this: you take your shot only after you have licked the salt off of the body part.
What salt?
Well, I'm about to give you to give you some salt. This looks like something illegal.
Right.
Let's just zoom in on it.
It looks
salt.
Like
no,
salt.
It's salt. I swear, I swear.
What did I get myself water. Into? Are you sure that's salt?
Scout's honor. I swear
oh,
it's salt.
Totally
salt. I will smell that first.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
you
putting
can
on
smell
my
it, wrapper.
Hey, I will smell that first.
I just want you to know one thing.
This
it's not
salt.
Soulja Boy's Coke.
Are you sure? Where is Kat Stacks at? Yeah, is Kat here? She's
well,
hiding.
She could be.
She's hiding here. Somewhere. Right?
I'm putting on my glasses so the DEA doesn't recognize me.
Right. See? Right. You feel me, right? That's why.
That's right.
Can't it does smell me. Like salt, though.
It is. It's lime salt.
Yeah, it does smell Ooh. Like lime salt.
This is for you.
Good, I
you
need
get
some
your
of
own
that.
Lime salt. But you okay. have to lick it off of another person.
I know. We're downtown, and I know they're going to stop me and say, what is this? I'm going to say, call 1-866. What's that number? Call
yeah,
Dr.
Susie.
Call Dr. Susie.
She gave it to me.
Yeah, right. Thanks, sister.
I'm going to implicate you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Don't drink this yet until okay. she comes back. Because
right.
you have to lick the salt
okay,
off of her.
Okay, Susie, we're going to yes. go to a commercial for 1 minute.
All right, yeah. that sounds good. Let's go to a commercial. I'll pour some more. Did you want some, Charity?
Yeah, so I'll do it.
Yeah, don't
shot.
Come yet and
I'll
don't
do
go away.
Shot.
We'll be right back. I think we will.
Nina Hartley calls them the best commandments to come around in the past 2,000 years. Dr. Susan Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure gives you the erotic keys to a healthy sexual life. Whether you're married or single, monogamous, polyamorous, or even polymorphously perverse, Dr. Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure will help you to enjoy and cultivate love, lust, and life itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual Bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
I can't hold that, can I?
You can't hold what?
Your snake.
Oh, well, you could, but you're busy. You look too busy.
Okay, I just didn't know.
You know, when I mean, the snake is good. You know, I'll have her for later. You can hold her, for sure. But the thing is, you know, you don't want to be too occupied with different things when you're doing the snake. I guess we're back. We're actually
well,
back.
Yeah, you're back.
I was going to have this banana because I thought with the subject matter being what it is, you know, I could... The bananas, to me, combine that beautiful juxtaposition of sex and nature so beautifully...
Looks tasty.
Mm. No, the thing is, I can't speak with my mouth full, so someone has to describe what I'm doing.
In goes the banana. She's sucking in and out. Ooh.
Mm. And the skin is pulled back.
Right? Definitely pulled back. Ooh, now she's licking the tip. Ooh. Oh. She's making noises. Oh, she's nibbling a little bit.
Yes.
And there she goes. She bit it.
Ouch. Ooh, ouch.
Ow, poor guy.
Damn
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
You're listening to Banana Radio.
So.
Okay. So
here we are. Okay. So now.
Pull
Holly
your mic up a little bit. Pull your mic up a little bit.
And
pull your mic
Cartier
back up a little bit.
Have yeah, thank you. Have yeah, disappeared. Okay. Probably to go potty before mm-hmm. their big number. So now you guys are here. This Ooh. Is the lovely Charity Bangs and the exquisite Jessica Bangkok. They're the Bang sisters.
Right?
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Right, I'm right, right, right.
We have to do a movie.
Yeah.
We should.
Sister Jessica and Sister Charity.
No, I'd love
now,
to.
Now, Charity is kind of has that connotation of religion mm-hmm. in it. Ooh, is that why yes. you chose it? Or did someone choose that for you because they seem like you seem like you would do charity cases or something? We're hoping that you would. That's what I think of charity. Sounds like you would suck some guy's cock just because he's. Because
she enjoyed it. She's doing charity
well,
work.
Just because he needs
no,
it really
no,
bad.
That's what everybody says.
That was our little Last Wish Foundation or something. You know.
But no, that's what everybody says. I chose the name Charity because the girl that actually talked me into getting my nipples pierced for the first time. Her name was Charity, and I went to high school with her. I was actually still in high school whenever I got my nipples pierced, and I just sounded like such the stripper pornography name that I was like, Charity sounds like a stripper name. I'll use it.
All right.
And so I came up with Charity, and then a friend of mine came up with the last name Bangs, so I just went with it, and I loved it, and it stuck, so... It was great.
Now, speaking of sticking, that's what you got to do with the salt now. Okay, you all ready? Did you clear your, did you go pee or something? Is it, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do before you squirt, right?
You damn right.
All right.
Because pissing and squirting is two different things, and I think people need to realize that.
Absolutely. They are two different things. Nothing wrong with a golden shower if you're into it. You know, it's a little more a specialized taste, but some people are into that. But it is different. It's yellow, and it's a different consistency, and it's pee. It's different. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, there goes the water. You're drinking a lot of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. And Dark Angel of Fate wants to say, specifically to the Monkey Bible Project, but to anyone who cares to listen, I think I'll go to heaven, and I think there is sex in heaven. There are all those series about Nephilim. So it would stand to reason that there is sex in heaven. Nephilim. Now that's getting a little esoteric. That's kind of a Kabbalistic idea. I think those are angels that are kind of sexy. Sexy angels, Nephilim. I'm not sure what they are, but they're kind of sexy angels. Anyway, so did you? Wait, are you drinking? You're not drinking your drink yet, right?
Not yet.
Okay, and you're waiting for your.
I was gonna wait for everybody
okay.
to do the shot.
So you're gonna. Okay. So.
Also.
Or should we wait?
What do you do? What is that in there? Is that a Jell-O shot?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing Jell-O mm-hmm. shots.
Yes. Jell-O shots.
Okay.
Would you like to share? Jell-O shots. No, I brought them.
I thought we were doing agua shots.
Yeah, we can do agua shots too.
All right then, let's mix it up.
Body
yeah.
shots.
Let's do both.
Ooh, can I do a body shot?
You I'm feeling it.
Let's do it.
I have a couple of callers.
Let's do it. Body shots.
Okay. Okay. Let's do the shot while I'm taking the call, babe.
On line yeah. one, you've got Reggie from Illinois, and he wants to know what the panel.
Okay.
We have a panel.
Their
it's true.
Favorite positions.
Oh, my God, Ooh. Reggie, I know who that is. That's one of my followers. He's okay.
Is he actually on the line?
He's yes, or is he's on the
oh,
line.
Okay,
he's
but
on
you
the
just...
line. You want me to put him on? Or
yeah, put him on, put him on.
Oh, my God, he was one of my first winners off my Twitter.
Go ahead.
Oh,
hey,
all
Reggie,
right.
you're
you
on
won
the
a phone
air.
Call.
Oh,
hey, Reggie, God. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show featuring Miss Cartier.
You're on the air.
You.
My first time being on the show. I definitely wanted to support Ms. Cartier.
Yeah, good for you. And why do you support Ms. Cartier so much?
Well, I very much enjoy her movies. I think she's very sick.
Yeah, yeah. Do you worship her like a goddess?
He better.
I can't hear him, folks.
I can hear him. What, I got to be quiet.
Do you worship him?
Definitely.
Her? Definitely. All right. Do you have a little altar to her in your house?
No, not. I'm not going that deep into it, but I'm
no.
I'm a fan.
I don't think she'd mind. What's wrong with a little altar? Well, unless you're married to someone else.
No, I'm not married. I'm single.
Okay, then. Well, you could have a little private altar.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, in a drawer, I guess. With all her DVDs and pictures and stuff. Or you can have an altar on your computer.
Exactly.
That you go to when you're in need. Exactly. Did you have a, so you have a question, right? You want to know what our favorite positions are. Okay,
yes, exactly.
I'm going to take the panel. Charity Bangs.
My favorite position? I didn't say doggy style. I love it, doggy.
Did you say donkey style?
Donkey, yes.
I mean, we're talking about animals.
I think the monkey Bible got people confused.
Exactly.
Yes, I love it.
Doggy style. Right.
Doggy style.
All right, doggy style.
That's my
favorite.
I'm going to have to say doggy.
You're gonna say
doggy. Everybody loves the doggy. They love it deep.
All right.
Cartier likes it doggy style.
You know what? That's going to be times three. I love doggy style.
Me too.
I'm going to go ahead and add to that. I'm going to add to that doggy style. Please pull my hair, spank right. me, do all of that.
Yep.
I mean,
no, I agree.
This is doggy style. This is an animal
crowd. I agree.
Crowd.
Love it. Yes. Love it.
This is all the, I mean, you know, bonobos do it face to face a lot, but you guys do it, you know,
yes.
doggy style.
And I will look back at you.
They might be
you,
more evolved
idiot.
Than me.
Right? We love it, doggy. No, we love it.
All right. It's a doggy dog world.
World.
It is.
We're yeah. salute.
No, we love it. We love it.
Doggy dog. Okay, you satisfied? Is your favorite position doggy style?
Yes, it is.
Well, phew. Good thing.
That's
like
the booty.
So you like to take it from the back?
I love
yes.
taking it from the back. Taking it from the back is the best.
There you go.
My favorite position is CEO of the company.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right, Reggie.
What about you, Dr. Susie?
I thought you'd never ask.
We have to hear your favorite
yeah.
position.
I'm going to mix yes, it up. I like woman on top who can figure why. No, it's the easiest position to have an orgasm.
I like the woman mm-hmm. on top, too.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a married person.
It gives you full control when yeah. you're on top, and I get to chill Callie.
Yeah, I like
I like the woman on top, too. It's definitely the best.
I like those titties on top.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you when I like doggy style best. Is when he's actually giving me a massage at the same time. Anyway,
wow.
I think that's
all right,
what
darling,
we like
to, we have to do some shots here, and then we have to have a squirt before the end of the show. So
thank you so much for calling, Reggie.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Have you seen your goddess squirt?
No, I haven't.
And you know what? Just for calling
not
in.
Yet.
Just for
not
calling
yet.
In, I'll make sure I send you a copy of Squirt and Sister 7, so make sure you DM me your address again, because you
Ooh.
Know I love you.
Ooh, I will, definitely.
All right. All right, so
thanks,
I think
Reggie.
We should get up on the stage here and I think you should take your shots up on the stage,
so
right?
So take these off.
Great. Both of you guys lay down.
Well, you might have to do that. Do we have a microphone working here? Actually,
yeah, you're taking a shot too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Callie's taking a shot. Take a shot.
She's taking the shot.
Oh, she's
yeah,
taking
Callie's
the shot.
Taking the shot on you.
Okay.
I can take all of this.
Yeah, you Jello can. You can do it. You can
take half of it.
You don't have to drink
it all,
girl.
So where are we going? We're going over here.
Take your shots over there.
I can give it all, but I can't take it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, first you got to put the salt on a body part.
Oh, put it on my body part. I love it.
There you go. And,
hey.
Okay, and she's wetting the body part first, that body part being nipples.
Should I do?
I like the nipples.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I think you've got to open
up
this
top.
Up.
Should I just,
let's
just,
go
yeah,
up top.
I'm really clumsy.
No, me too. It's
yeah.
okay. I understand.
Well, it's okay if you spill a little salt. I don't.
It's okay.
I don't think
is
that'll
enough?
Keep you out of heaven.
I'll keep you.
That's a lot of salt, though. Jesus, you're gonna get it. You're gonna need to drink a lot to quench your salty tongue. You're gonna get.
Okay.
Now you lick it first, and then okay, here you go.
Lick it first, then.
Then drink.
Lick it first.
Oh. Okay.
Woo!
Good girl.
Good. Strong.
Okay. Now
I got soft titties.
Now you got salt.
Saltinis are the best. Let's do it.
All right.
Very salty.
Okay, did you want to do yours, wow. Charity?
That's the first time I've said that after I've swallowed.
Okay, now you come up here.
Which
movie
do you want?
Okay.
Ooh, I got it.
Let's move this chair.
I love it.
Move the chair over. I need a crew person to move the chair, please.
Oh, I'll do it on
crew person.
Yeah, I got somebody. Hold on.
A lot of erotic talk. Can you hear me? With no headphones on?
Okay.
Mm.
How much salt do you want?
Oh, we've got the titties out here. Very nice. Look at Jessica Bangkok's boobs.
They need all three ladies.
And she's really salting them up there. You look like you've done this in restaurants before or something.
A professional.
So, yeah, really professional. She really knows how to salt up those titties.
Here, let me help you.
Nice.
Here's your shot. Put the microphone in the
do it.
I'm going to have to.
Okay, and now you have a lot to get ready here.
I'm just going to take the pants off.
Oh, you're taking your pants off down there. Okay. Here
Ooh,
she goes.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. I like the So how'd you like your agua?
It was good. The agua was tasty and salty.
Tasty and salty.
I put a lot of salt. Okay.
Tasted like boobies.
Yeah, really. Uh-huh. So you got to know each other a little bit, maybe
we
did. Work
I
together.
I got to lick her boobies.
You have to put those away.
All three. Oh, don't know each other.
No, because now we're going to have squirting. So
all
I think
three
this
girls
is be pretty.
Should do a movie together. That
yeah,
be
sure,
interesting.
Absolutely. You're all going to do a movie. It's like the goddess temple.
Okay.
This is divine intervention.
All right. Absolutely. That's the name of a dildo company. Actually, they make these. They also make a Jesus jackhammer dildo,
oh, no,
which
I
can't
love
find.
Yeah, we have
the dildo
at home.
Candles.
We have Mandingo and White Boy,
and they make a they make a baby Jesus butt plug.
Whoa!
Yeah,
but she likes White Boy better than Mandingo.
Oh, okay.
I used to be able to take Mandingo.
Yeah.
Mandingo.
Damn.
Oh, Mandingo is 9 inches.
Damn.
Wow. He's like, this is why.
So you're going to rap now, right?
No, I'm going to do some erotic speaking.
Erotic.
Oh, that's hot.
Speaking.
Erotic
okay.
Speaking.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
erotic speaking.
I like that.
So
like
you're
going
to stay on that microphone there?
I'll stay on whatever you
okay.
need me to.
Okay. And now you're going to, you come into the bed, because that's. Yeah, the bed. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And we actually have a squirt.
No, over on this
rug.
Side, Mar. On this side here, there's a step.
This is actually a love mat.
I'm good, babe.
And actually, I'm going to get on this side.
Okay.
There we go. Careful. There we go. And I got the microphone over
so
there,
did
Susie.
So did you need some of your toys? Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yes.
And you like the snake, right? This. Okay, well, I'm going to hold it because
Susie, you've got a microphone over there.
And
for
I have a microphone right. That's not the microphone.
No, it's
okay. Where is the microphone?
But she knows how to rock it.
Uh-huh, okay. And is this on? Can you test this?
Testing.
Okay.
And there it is.
You're on,
okay.
You're on.
Can you hear
That's
me?
On, yeah.
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay,
you
yeah. Perfect. All right, now. Mm-hmm. And this is, what is this called?
This is called Pinkberry.
Pinkberry.
Like the yogurt,
right? That's
the
right? name of my little friend here.
Mmm, evolved.
And it totally
it's
complements your bond
this
undies.
This is called evolved.
Right. Evolved.
That's very appropriate.
Evolution.
For everybody.
It has evolved.
Sexual evolution.
See that? It all comes together.
Evolved. It does. You know, it always all comes together.
Yes. So whenever you're ready.
Are you ready?
This is exciting.
Are you ready for some waterfalls?
Yeah. let's talk
I'm
about that.
I'm definitely ready.
Let's talk
yeah,
about
so
that.
You can work yourself? Or do
hold
you want
that
me,
microphone
You just
close.
Tell me what you want me to do.
You want to put the snake away, Susan? Or
Maybe I should.
Yeah, please. Let's
can put you put the snake in the cage for now? And then we'll bring her back. Okay, just because she gets a little freaked sometimes by squirting.
Oh.
Human squirtation. Here we go. This is
Ow!
the fabulous Cartier. Ms. Cartier.
Ooh.
Yes. And she is removing her beautiful panties.
I'm loving the panties.
Panty boy.
The bra undies are.
Might like these panties
let's
a
lose
lot.
The bra
these are
too.
Beautiful.
Yes, take it off.
Ow. Yes, take off the bra and panties.
Yes, I bought those.
Yeah.
Oh, you got great taste.
Great taste.
Yes, definitely.
I love the zebra.
Oh, yes. Oh, panty boy will love these panties.
And he will.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have some lube.
Oh.
On this lovely pink dildo. This is... When did you first squirt for the first time?
Oh my gosh. Callie made me squirt for the first time.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You know what? She's the first person that has ever made me have an orgasm. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Not just because she's my girlfriend and I'm saying that, but believe it or not. But yeah, so I really didn't know what squirting was until the G-spot was hit properly. And don't we all love that, ladies?
I didn't have an orgasm until my G-spot was hit either. So I completely.
Do you need to lean
it.
Back here? Do you want to lean against the gorilla? The gorilla. He's very comfortable.
Oh, the gorilla.
Puts his arms around.
Put his arms around.
Yeah, right. There he is. Wild thing. Yeah, you look beautiful. Absolutely. Yes.
She likes when she's touched the right way.
Oh, we want a little music?
Maybe something a little slow instrumental type of
Do we have a slow instrumental? From the High Priestess music by Reagan? Something a bit... You can even use my opening music.
Definitely.
That's fine. That's kind of slow.
Can you hear me, honey?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can moan into the microphone whenever you feel like it.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, she likes the way I touch her. She likes the way I work her. She likes when I... get inside of that erotic pleasure. She likes to touch her titties and she goes deep inside as I grind in between her thighs. Ah, she gives me everything she's got. Yes, take that Bangkok. Yes. She likes to play with her inner ways. She likes to get deep inside and make her vagina walls cry as she squirts all of her love out.
Ooh.
Yes.
Out in your mouth, Daddy.
All in that. Get deep. Can you take that? Let me lick you right where you want me to. Suck all on your clit.
Ooh.
As I get it. Yeah. Take that dick. Yeah. Take that dick. Yes. Take that. All in there. Can you squirt all through my air? Get it all in my hair. Smell it afterwards and lick me there. Bite me, baby.
Thank you.
program, mixing our sexuality with our spirituality.
Turn the studio mics down, the studio speakers down a little bit.
Our technology with our essence. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Yeah, go home and fuck.
Yeah. Well, you can fuck here. Don't let us stop.
Babe, we should have run our strap.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have dildos. We have condoms. But anyways, we are winding up the technical broadcast.
You've got 9 minutes.
Show.
9 minutes.
I have 9 minutes. Yep. Oh.
Nine minutes.
You were faster than I thought. I thought you were speedy there. That's good.
That's professionalism.
Yeah, that's professional.
That is professional. No, that's
time is money.
You really.
Yeah, you know what? For me, it actually just kind of something that just comes naturally, personally. You know, if it feels good and the intensity in my body feels great, and definitely when she's on the mic or when she's speaking in my ear or yeah. whatever the case may be, she definitely turns me on. So
her poems.
I definitely understand. The voice just turns you on so much.
She has a beautiful voice.
I understand. No, that's great. That's really good that y'all have that chemistry.
I think it turned all of us on. We were all kind of chiming.
And these dang shots helped.
Yeah.
Of course it did. No, I was definitely turned on.
Yeah, well, you know, don't let me stop you from expressing your turned on self.
No, definitely. Let's express it. I'd love to.
Yeah, well, would you like to come up on the bed and express
yourself?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I please?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Woo,
woo. Let's express and explore those titties.
I'd love to.
Yeah, okay, now, I guess if we're done with the squirting, are we well, I don't know if we are, but this is the squirt rug. Isn't it kind of cool? This is a love mat.
This is like the love juices, pussy-smelling squirt rug.
It does. I mean, you know, you could have a slave kind of sniff it out.
Okay. Bend over.
Yeah, okay. So, Jessica, you want to join us? I mean, this is sort of the climax of the show, I guess. You can just get up here and do whatever. You can play with my stuffed animals if you want.
I'd love to play with your monkey.
Would you like to play with my monkey?
I would.
This is actually a gorilla. But that's okay. Look at you. You would have interspecies sex, I think.
Uh-oh.
You
your
would
monkey.
Have interspecies with my
no,
monkey only.
Your
okay.
Your monkey is sexy.
Yeah, my monkey is sexy. It's true. It's true. I have a sexy monkey. Okay. Good. Jessica's pulling her tits out. Yeah. She is armored.
Whoa.
Oh, look at this. Look at this ass. This is a nice little ass. Do you like spanking?
I do. I love spanking.
You do?
Of course.
Are you a bad girl? Especially considering what you said about, you know, growing up sort of Southern Baptist or
Southern Baptist.
Yeah,
definitely.
Southern Baptist, fire and
babysitter.
I think you need a spanking.
I can do the Southern accent.
Do it.
What do you want me to say?
Well, I want you to talk about how you need a spanking.
I need a spanking. How y'all doing? I can do the Southern accent.
I guess you can.
I definitely can. I can.
You got 6 minutes.
I definitely can.
Yeah. All right, so you need a spanking, so bend over. Right, here we go. And here, you hold the mic now. Okay, and count.
All right.
One. Two. Three. Four.
I think you have to join in, Jessica.
Oh, five.
Whoa, these girls are hard.
Oh, God.
But she has a tough little butt, this one. And
eight,
this is
nine.
Her favorite position.
Oh, yeah, 10. 11.
No sign of pain here.
12. 13. 15. 16. 17.
Bad girl.
18. 19.
Naughty girl for being
oh,
so,
yeah, 20.
So beautiful and
oh,
sexy
yeah.
and hot.
Oh,
nice little piercing.
Damn. All right.
Whoa.
I think you've been sufficiently punished. All right, let's hear
definitely.
It for our sister Charity.
Ooh, Charity Bang.
Who has sacrificed her ass for our sins. That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Sacrificed her.
I'll sacrifice my ass anytime you'd like.
yes. Like Jesus.
Definitely. Like Jesus. Like
sometimes
Jesus.
I think porn stars are a little bit like Jesus in the sense that,
We sacrifice a lot.
You sacrifice a lot.
We do. I sacrifice my ass any day.
It is a little like professional sports or something where, you can get hurt. Your bodies are on the line.
You get hurt, but you're back
and your
in,
soul.
Like, in a week.
But you're back in, and you love it, like the game.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I love the game.
You love the game.
Like I'm repping it, just like Lil Wayne. I love it.
Lil Wayne.
I love Lil Wayne. He's my hero.
All right. Well, I think we're at the point where we should be giving out our information.
Let's find out where we can find everybody.
Where can we find you? Tell us.
You can find me on Twitter at Charity Banks. Just go to Twitter, twitter.com/charitybanks. And I have myomodelbangs/charitybanks.
There you go.
So I'm definitely there all
yes,
the time.
Yes, you are. And Miss Bangkok.
You can find me on Twitter as well, spelled Bangkok with K-O-K, not C-O-C-K, even though I love it. And you can also see me every Friday night on the Jerkbox, Sirius 108 XM 248.
All right. And now we have Miss Squirtin' Cartier.
Miss Cartier. You can find me as well, twitter.com/MissCartier. That's a MSKARTIER. And I'm also on Model Mayhem. If you would like to view my portfolio, that's modelmayhem.com/Cartier's The One. That's KARTIERS, the THA, and the number one.
And what'd you major in?
I majored in business management, and I minored in human resources.
Okay, and you are managing a business.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And can we have a word? Okay, and Callie. Callie, where do we find Callie?
Where's my honey? Okay, you can actually find my sweetie. She's on MySpace, Callie's Best. That's KALIESBEST. You can also find her on Twitter, at Callie's Best, KALIESBEST. And we have a lot of movies out. I'm pretty sure these lovely ladies definitely have movies out. I'm in Squirting Sister 7, just came out last month. I'm also in the Players Club parody on the box cover, my first solo box cover. Yay.
Nice.
You can also find that. So definitely, I'm pretty sure we all have a lot of good movies out, yes? Oh, and me and Callie did Girlfriends Films. We did a lesbian couples documentary. That's great. Good 1-hour interview about African-American lesbians in the community and a banging ass sex scene. When I say banging, it is banging. I promise you that.
I bet that was
It's a theme of tonight, banging.
That's fucking great.
I'd also like to thank Jamie from the Monkey Bible. Can Jamie step up to a mic just to...
Of course. Of course he could.
Yeah. Thank you for providing our loosely attended-to theme tonight.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you.
So what did you think? Was that holy water?
It seemed like holy water to me. Definitely holy.
Yeah. Okay, and where can we find the Monkey Bible?
You can go to www.monkeybible.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We'll see you there.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, my darling, my darlings. How much time do I have? I can't see my thing now.
1 minute.
I've got 1 minute.
You've got Robert McQueen from Kansas City.
Oh, Robert McQueen. Okay, we'll just say hi for 20 seconds.
He's just a little slow. He takes
I know, that's the problem,
minutes.
Is he takes too long to talk.
Okay, let's see if he'll talk to us.
They always do.
Okay.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Hi, Robert.
Now, there's a southern accent for you.
I know, right?
All the superstars, do they have done a double penetration?
Who's done double penetration?
Okay,
you talking to microphone?
Jessica Bangkok has not been DP'd quite yet.
I think we have DP virgins here.
Yeah,
we actually do, because Miss Cartier, no double penetration over here yet, may I emphasize, yet.
Right, and what kind of question is that for a show I'm doing on sex and spirituality? Robert.
I've definitely done the DP. Done the DP with toys, and as soon as I get booked for a DP with two cocks, I definitely love to do it. I'm down. I'm down for whatever.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'd love to do it.
She's down.
Definitely. Okay. I love it. I love the DP. It's
all right,
a
Robert.
Great idea.
Okay, Robert.
Hey, Robert, are you going to heaven?
Are you going to heaven, Robert?
Are you going to heaven?
No, I don't think I'm going to go to heaven is because I've been watching quite a bit of porn.
Oh, so you think that that means you're not going to go to heaven?
I don't think so.
Well, I disagree. I think you might be able to get in.
You'll probably go to the alt heaven.
As far as I know, you've been a good person. Yeah. And I think, you know, porn is so rampant. I'm sure whoever's up there understands.
I'll be there with you.
But you just better be a good person. Be nice to the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I promise, Dr. Brock.
And don't come in the pizzas you make.
You be nice to the girls, and I'll be there with you. Right. I'd love to be there with you.
Yeah, there you go. She's going to have a DP with you one day.
You
can take care, sweetheart.
Maybe you'll do a DP in heaven.
You take care, Robert.
I'd love to do a DP in heaven.
There you go. Okay, anyway, we are about out of time. I want to thank Yossi Vardan for providing our backdrop tonight. This is Yossi Vardan's beautiful artwork, and he's got a sculpture out there. And by the way, where's that that Israeli magazine? Where'd it go?
It's right here.
Oh, give it to me. I just want to thank this Israeli magazine. Michael, can you open it up to the right page, though? Because I can't sit here and find it. But... In the meantime,
it's in the middle somewhere.
We have a whole thing here in here. Okay, can't find it.
Okay,
okay, there it is. Here it is. Look at this. We can't read it. It could say that I'm a terrorist. I don't know. I'm not sure what it says here.
I'm pretty sure that it says that you're sexy as hell.
Yeah, talking to the microphone so that they can hear you.
I'm pretty sure that it says that you're sexy as hell and. That look is exactly
look
like when it says that you're sexy because look, you're half naked and of course that's sexy.
Yeah.
So it's got to.
And this
say
is my bust here. This is by the same guy that did that. Yeah.
Oh, I love
there I am
latex.
Getting married.
That's very sexy. There I love it.
It's
I
not latex. It. It's actually a
right.
sculpture.
But I love the sculpture.
It's
get
cool.
One done.
All right. Let's get a sculpture done. Yeah, you look like a sculpture.
I love
anyway,
it.
We got to go, but we do want to say that we love you and we want you to be good because that's our idea of how you get into heaven is to just be good. You know, do not do unto others as you would not have them do unto you. And just keep that in mind in your sex life, you know, ethical hedonism. Make like bonobos, not baboons, right?
That's exactly right. No,
that's exactly right. Like Charity Bang says, make love, not war.
Not
you don't
war.
Have to hold
exactly.
the mic in front of me. I have my own mic. But thank you. Thank
no,
you for
yes.
caring.
I, mean, yeah. I do care.
I know you
I
do.
Care.
You're a very caring
exactly.
girl. You're a beautiful
love,
girl.
Make love, not war.
Okay.
I care.
Make love, not war.
War.
Yeah. Make love, not war. Make
love, not war.
Love to someone you love tonight.
Exactly. Yes,
even if that someone is you. I love
yes.
you.
I love you too.
And I want to remind everyone to create revolution. Every day.
Yes,
take
every
them
day.
Out. Take the fascists out.
Exactly right.
Take the dictators out. Take them all out.
Don't take the dicks out. I mean,
no,
we like
keep the dicks
dick.
There.
Keep the dicks,
keep
but
the dicks and take the dictators out.
Take the dictators out.
The dictators got to go, but the dicks can stay. Because
all right.
From our house to your house, thank you for having us.
We love
we'll
you.
We'll see you next
we
week.
We do. We love you.
We love you.
We love you all.
We love you all.
Love, love, love.
We do.
Isn't that
yes.
what that guy mwah, Jesus mwah, said? Mwah. Something about... Love.
Love. That's exactly right. No, we love everybody.
I love you.
I love you.
You're kind of hot.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.